It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, August 15th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This weekend, the San Francisco 49ers play their first preseason game in a new stadium in Santa Clara. And that new stadium is fitted with some new technologies in the hopes of improving the game-going experience for fans. Molly Samuel has this report.
First of all, there's this.
Thank you for taking the time to download the Levi's Stadium app.
That's Jed York, CEO of the 49ers. You can pull up your tickets on the mobile app. It directs you to your seat.
And if you're glued to the action but have a craving for some food, you can order a hot dog, beer, or soda to your seat, and we'll have it delivered to you in a matter of minutes.
And if you're glued to your phone and miss a game-changing interception, the app has instant replay.
It enables an enhanced fan experience that more closely simulates what you can get on your couch.
Paul Kapuska is the editor of Mobile Sports Report, which tracks technology in stadiums. The $1.3 billion venue has Wi-Fi, cell service, and room to grow technologically.
This may be the sort of new standard that other stadiums are aiming for.
The team is also making a big deal about how green its new home is. I went to check out Levi's Stadium when it was still under construction at the end of last year.
We're walking in one of the entrances. This will be one of the big entrances on game day.
Jack Hill is the project executive. He oversees all the construction. The water for the field comes from a nearby water treatment plant.
You see the purple pipe? That's all recycled water.
Solar panels cover pedestrian bridges between the parking lot and the stadium, and they're mounted on top of a tower of suites the length of, well, the football field. Those panels will collect enough energy to offset game day electricity use.
The Niners have said this. They're absolutely using this as a showcase. It's their goal to make sure the stadium manifests everything that Silicon Valley represents.
Andy Dolan is one of the principals of ADC Partners, a sports marketing agency in the Bay Area. He says the 49ers have the tech side down.
I think the much harder thing to do is the human side of this.
On a sort of test run at a soccer game earlier this month, traffic was a mess. So the Niners are working out some real-life kinks at this high-tech stadium. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.
I've got a couple of Uber updates for you. In Hong Kong, the company now allows people looking for rides to use the Uber app to hail regular taxis as well, just like the Uber T service here in the States. But in Berlin, the company has been told by city government to stop operating. Officials cite safety concerns. If Uber fails to comply, it could face a fine of $33,000. Gotta love a company named Uber being banned in a German city, right? Today for Silicon Valley, we have a man who knows his news. I'm talking about Mike Pesca, hosted the Daily Gist podcast from Slate. Mike, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, I am ready to play Silicon Valley, the week's pivots, it's script that happens from him.
Et cetera. All right. Four remote-controlled robots.
The biggest regret at my bachelor party.
A good answer. The one I was looking for. This week, you can explore London's Tate Museum after dark with the help of four remote-controlled robots. Online visitors take turns at the controls. This actually sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
And others can watch the video feed as the robots move around the galleries at night. All right, what do you got for me?
4,096 neurosynaptic cores.
IBM's brain-inspired computer chips that will soon replace my head.
That's exactly what it is, and I think I might have undersold it, because it also has a million programmable neurons, 256 million programmable synapses, and soon Skynet will go live, and they will take control of all of us.
Isn't there a scientist in the room who's like, is this a good idea?
But they ignore Steve because they whisper of him. He only has 213 million programmable synapses.
All right, I got something for you.
All right.
40 fish per minute.
Speed reading Dr. Seuss. No, wait. 40 fish per minute. How researchers have quantified Jesus's first big miracle. 40 fish. All right, that's it. I'm done with my fish. What is it for real?
It is the firing speed of the salmon cannon that safely launches fish upstream over man-made obstacles like dams.
How did the fish come to the cannon?
I think they're placed in the cannon by one bear, and the other bear puts its mouth over the other end of the cannon.
The bear's mouth, it just has a sign misspelled that says salmon cannon.
All right, what do you got for me?
26 times during calls in the last 5 years.
I want to say something to do with a Comcast representative
This is the number of times Kim Kardashian has been mentioned in corporate earning calls. And the reason this came up is the chief operating officer of King, which makes Candy Crush,
was
trying to explain why the revenue was down. And he blamed, quote, the successful game from Glue, which is the Kardashian game. Wasn't the first time Kim Kardashian was mentioned. In fact, 26 times in the last 5 years.
Listen, you can blame a lot of things on Kim Kardashian, I feel like.
Well, I think it's the first time that Kim Kardashian has been credited with putting a halt to the rise of lowbrow culture.
Oh, man.
For the first time ever, Kim Kardashian stands athwart the lowbrow and says, stop.
Mike Pesca, host of The Gist, a daily podcast from Slate. Mike, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
You can find The Gist podcast at Slate.com and on SoundCloud. Remember, there's also a special listener version of Silicon Tally at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.